As Paul closes Philippians, beginning in verse 14, he says, "Yet it was good for you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." As Paul closes, he acknowledges that we are in ministry and missions together. When someone in the field is working, those of us who have helped them to get to the field, those of us who support them in prayer, those of us who have perhaps contributed financially, it is added to our account with God that we have sacrificed on someone else's behalf. Paul makes sure to say that he has received full payment. What he's talking about when he says, "I have received full payment," is I am already in Christ. I am already guaranteed that to live as Christ, to die as gain. And so Paul is saying, whatever happens to me in the field, I am taken care of. But whatever happens in the field, you are part with me. You are partner with me. And so those who are behind supporting the ministry and mission, well, they are part of the ministry and mission. I'm preparing to leave tomorrow to go to Kenya. I will fly from the United States to Nairobi and then fly from Nairobi to Eldoret, board a small van, and then be driven a few hours north to a village of Mwamba. There in Mwamba, we will serve in teaching and instructing and encouraging. We will help in the schools. We will work with people of poverty, doing anything that we can to support. Part of the team will be putting a roof on a church, helping to ensure that that church congregation has covering on Sunday. Not spiritual covering alone, but also covering of tin. And so we'll be nailing down tin. All of the work that we do could not be done without those who guard us in prayer, those who send us, those who encourage us. The work couldn't be done without those who gave even the least amounts in our missions givings, or that prayed for us as we tried to raise the funds to go. Ministry and missions is a body effort. The body of Christ together in unity. We all work together. In fact, you make it possible for me as a pastor to share my thoughts and to share the word of God through our radio program. Keith T. does the work of uploading and programming and putting the music. You do the work of praying and receiving and encouraging us to continue to give Word of God audience in the world. It is a team effort. We are never alone in our work and in our ministry. We are a body. And so I want to thank you. I want to thank all of our listeners who support us through prayer and spirituality, who listen to us, who give us audience, And I want you to know that I hope I always honor you by giving you the facts as they're present in the Word of God. As Paul closes Philippians, we're reminded to live as Christ, to die as gain, and that we're all in this together, and our God watches over us. Amen. Have a great day.